previously on Growing Pains.
All right, well, that's our session for today. I'll be remodeling this office, so next week we'll be at another address, okay?
Oh, a real office, huh?
This is a real office, Mr. Lepepke. I do real work here. Now, I'm not saying we have to have beamed ceilings, but let's not be afraid of spruce. You know what? Why don't we just go take a look at your office?
Yes.
Carol, do I detect a sudden interest in contracting?
Just because I look at a good-looking guy with a nice chest and power tools doesn't mean I'm ready to have his child.
Jason Siebert.
You son of a gun! No! How long has it been?
About a week. You had dinner at my place, remember?
Oh, and why am I hugging you?
Well, I don't know. You always do that when you see me, and you're starting to get on my nerves.
It's in the office.
No.
Oh, show you.
I really have to thank you and Phil for letting me use this office.
Oh, geez. Hey, please, don't mention Phil, huh? He's off at a Zurich conference, and I'm here stuck with a double patient load.
Oh, well, at least you're not bitter about it.
You've got to be kidding. Thelma, have you seen this assignment sheet?
Nope.
Thelma, you typed it.
Well, yeah, but I didn't read it. That way I don't get involved.
I'm supposed to do a feature entitled Winterizing Your Dog. So rather than writing an insightful, respectable journalistic piece for Esquire magazine, I'll be showing people how to put snow tires on their shih tzus.
Nice alliteration.
So this is the day I take my stand.
I have failed to make use of your journalistic talent. I accept full responsibility. As of today, I'm out of here.
Oh, well, I didn't mean that you had to quit.
I didn't quit. I'm fired.
You're kidding.
Station manager's unhappy with our image. So we hired a media consultant. They consulted. I'm gone.
But that is so unfair. Well, what if we're all gone?
Well, you certainly seem to have had a good day.
Oh, good doesn't begin to describe it, Maggie. I had a great day. I'm telling you, I have the most fabulous office. The people down there are terrific. And today, two, count them, two doctors consulted me on their cases. I have never been so excited. How was your day?
My boss was fired, and I may be next.
How would you like to take over for Phil here?
Well, it's a very unexpected offer, a very attractive offer. Maybe we could do something finally about that free clinic idea we talked about at lunch.
Absolutely.
This is exactly the kind of work situation I have always dreamed of.
Oh, Jason, fantastic.
I can't do it.
Jason, I promise I won't hug you again.
I have a deal with Maggie. We have always believed that one of us should be there for the kids at all times. Oh. It's her time for career opportunities, not mine. I feel that if Maggie's happy at her job, and by the way, I'm not so sure that Maggie is all that happy at her job. In fact, it may not even be her job anymore if they decide who they're going to fire. Oh, wouldn't that be something if Maggie could can?
No.
Oh, hi, honey.
Oh, hi, honey. How was your day?
Well, tell you, since you asked, actually, there was something I kind of wanted to talk to you.
Mine was absolutely, without a doubt, the most fabulous day of my entire life. Not only did they not fire me, you are looking at the core of Channel 19's new news team. From now on, we're a hard news network, and I am their number one hard news reporter. They don't want to fire me. They want to sign me to a 7-year contract.
No, it's true.
God, look at those eyes. He's going to take a breath. I've got to say something.
I suspected that.
I'd be surprised how many women find my shop talk boring.
The fools.
Your talk is boring, but your shop looks great.
Stinky.
Pardon. After school, my place. Lasers. Ladies. No parents.
Of course you're invited. That's why I called you.
Benny, let me give you some pointers on your little wingding here, all right?
I'm all ears.
Okay. Now, if you are going to have this party, and if this house is going to be full of frisky little hornballs, and I do not want Mom and Dad finding out about this thing.
Mike, stop saying if. I'm having the stinking party.
Shh, come on, Benny. Give me some deniability here.
Marty, Dad.
Only coffee? Come on, whose turn to make breakfast?
Carol's.
Fine. I'll whip something up myself. Comes with the territory when you're the parent who works at home.
Good morning.
Morning.
See you guys later.
Morning, see you, Mom.
Not having breakfast?
Oh, honey, I can't stay. Dick and Steve said they wanted to talk to me first thing about some of the changes they have in store for their new star reporter.
That's what they called me.
Oh, honey, I still can't believe all this is happening.
Neither can I.
Frank.
Yeah?
May I touch your drill?
Carol?
Dad, can't you knock?
I just want you to know that it did not go unnoticed that it was your turn to make breakfast, okay?
But it was Mike's turn, remember?
Yeah. Well, as long as I'm here, Carol, let me remind you that the reason that Frank is here this week, and the only reason, is to remodel my office, okay? This is a job that's very important to me, a job that I care about very much.
And Dr. Seaver, isn't it coming along?
Who cares?
Morning. Are you finished, Maggie?
People think I've changed now that I'm the centerpiece of the news.
Well, they said to send you in as soon as you got here.
Wish me luck. Oh, don't bother. I don't need any more luck.
Who says puppy love can't end up in marriage? Sometimes love is lovelier with 4 feet on the ground.
Thanks. Take Poopy McKenzie as your lawful wedded shih tzu.
Whoop whoop wedding chapel on Long Island. This is Maggie Malone for Channel 19 News.
I'll just clean out my desk and be gone.
Maggie, sit down.
This is the past. Right, Dick?
My research says News 19's approach has alienated its viewers.
Yeah. Well. Which is why Dick has come up with a campaign to let everybody know we're a hard news operation now.
Billboards all over New York City.
Wow.
No more dog weddings, Maggie. Just hard news. Right, Dick?
Hard as a bodybuilder's butt.
Yeah, we'll be shooting the first promo spot for the new campaign tomorrow. Your house.
My house? Wouldn't it be better to do it at the anchor desk?
Maggie, did you see that spot with Dan Rather walking on the beach, musing about journalism?
No, I didn't.
We are getting the director who shot that.
Really?
Maggie, you can put this in the bank. Channel 19 is going to be spending its resources on solid, hard news. On more minicam crews and investigative stories, not on flashy sets and hairdressers.
Sound good?
Oh, boy, it sure does. Oh, but I still would get to have a hair person, right?
I think the core of Mr. Mitchell's problem is his inability to tell his wife how he really feels. Must be contagious. Strike that last part.
Notes typed and on your desk before lunch.
Okay, Cap. Good. Thanks.
Your next patient isn't due till 11, Mrs. Pearl.
Ah, yes. Well, could you...
Her file's under your elbow.
I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10, Kevin. You know what it is?
3.
Amazing. 3, yeah. A number of days left before I say goodbye, office.
Hey, Jace.
Hi, Paul.
Oh, hey, listen. I just got to apologize to you for giving you a hard time the other day. I was being selfish because, frankly, I just wanted you to work you so bad. But, hey, listen, you made this deal with Maggie, and you should honor it. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's it? You're not going to try to talk me into staying again?
Excuse me?
I know you, Paul. I know. You're going to try to pick apart my deal with Maggie. Go ahead, take
your
best shot.
No, you're wrong, Frankly, I respect your decision.
Okay, well, because there's a lot to pick apart. I know. Sure, we made the deal almost 5 years ago.
No, wait, you're wrong.
And there is not the same need for a parent to be at home because Mike and Carol and Ben are all
far older and more mature now, yes.
Well, that's true.
And as for Chrissy, okay. I know.
There's a great daycare center just down the hall. Throw that in my face, why don't you?
The point that you're missing here, Paul, is that Maggie expects me to be home, even if the reasons for it don't exist anymore.
Oh, they don't do this.
Listen, I'm not following this whole train of
thought. Okay. Paul, I will tell Maggie exactly how I feel. Just get off my back. When I mention daycare, you smile, okay? Yes, because if you do that other thing, I'm a dead man. Maggie Carroll's obviously old enough to take care of herself now. And Mike, well, hey, we've done all we can with him. And Ben, he's so mature now, isn't he?
All right, now it's time for a little dirty dancing.
Benjamin Hubert Horatio Humphrey Seaver.
Yeah. What party?
Everybody out. Out. Go. No, out, out, out. Everybody. Not you. You were home too?
Well, yeah, but... Well, Frank was using power tools.
Can't believe... You kids can't be trusted. What was I thinking?
Hey, Benny, hear those CDs. That you absolutely cannot borrow from this illegal party that I knew absolutely nothing about.
Come on. This was a great party, Ben.
No, Stinky.
Your name is Stinky? It fits.
Dad, let me explain to you how Mike got me into this.
Hey, I want you to go up to your room and don't you come down until you can shave.
Shave what?
I don't care. No, I sure don't need these anymore. I can't believe my one chance to turn this whole deal thing around, and I'm foolish enough to count on you kids to help. Mike, where are you going?
I was going to put these in water for you, Dad.
Carol, what was going on in there that you couldn't hear what was happening out here?
Dad, I don't like what you're implying.
What? What is on your backside?
Carol, it looks to me like your butt's got a big mouth.
You think these are Frank's, Dad? Dad, they're mine. I mean... Well, I was just talking to him and standing like this.
Good, Carol, and Dad was worried you were hot for the guy.
Well, maybe it's time I had a word with Frank. Maybe more than a word.
Daddy, please.
No. And another thing. You're fired.
Chrissy's upstairs, ready to go. Where are the other kids?
Well, Ben just blew through here like a shot. Carol mumbled something about breakfast at work, and Mike, hey, who's seen him?
Can't say I blame them. You were pretty rough on them last night.
What, do you think I overreacted?
I didn't say overreact.
No, but you think that, don't you?
Jason, just calm down. With both of us gone all week, we were just asking for trouble.
Hey, they'll sure have a parent at home next week, won't they?
So, which one do you think?
For what?
For the news promo they're shooting here after work. Jason, I told you about it.
Oh, yes. Blue.
The blue one?
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you hated the red one?
Okay, let's go.
Holy moly.
Oh, she's here.
She's here.
Maggie, you're here. Let's get you into makeup and get rolling, kid. We're paying for golden time here.
I need a husband and kids now.
I thought you said you wouldn't be using my family.
We're not.
People, it's a DeMarcus. Come on.
Who are these people?
Your family.
You.
What?
We gotta sell some relatability here, and a family really helps us do that.
Well, why not use my real family?
Okay, we discussed that. Right, Dick?
Sure did.
Consensus was your real family was too, Dick, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Old, Steve, too old.
Okay, we are rolling,
And cure.
Jason, honey, can I freshen that up for you?
Sure, Mags.
I just can't do it.
Oh, why?
I can't call him Jason. I am a journalist. I can't say things that aren't true.
Mags, babe, I thought we went through all this.
Maggie, I am in the image business. Now, I would never tell you how to do a news story because I'm not a news guy, but please, let me do my job here.
Let's get some viewers watch you do the news by making a great promo here. What do you say?
Yeah, I'm game.
Still rolling.
Oh, honey.
Oh, what's all this?
Well, this is the promo and,
Who are you? Maggie's husband. I'm Maggie's husband.
Oh, no, you're not. Didn't your agent call you?
I can't believe it. I'm an actor and they won't even let me play me.
The kid that's playing me is a full-blown weenie.
What about the girl they have playing me? I mean, does she look anything like I did when I was 12?
It's hard to tell. She was sitting down.
Hey,
I'm on a 5.
Oh, boy, this is weird.
Dad, what are you talking about?
Just zip it, all of you.
Come on.
Look, your mom has a chance to take advantage here of a very terrific professional opportunity. So don't we owe it to her to be supportive? So just shut up until she does this stupid, stinking promo.
I like the other guy better.
Behind closed doors, nobody's allowed in.
Tell me, Thelma, what do you think of Steve and Dick?
I think I work for them.
So you don't believe things are going to be any different around here?
Of course I believe it.
I'm starting to doubt it. That promo yesterday didn't mention a thing about news, and when I asked them what was going on, they said, trust us, where do you see the promo? Wait till you see the promo.
Want to see the promo? You can get it from me.
The heart of a new Channel 19 news team, Maggie Malone. She's a committed journalist, a dedicated professional, a former cheerleader.
That's not my body.
She's a mom, just like you.
Sure, Mags.
She doesn't just report the news, she lives it. And you can count on this kind of honesty every night on Channel 19 News with Maggie Malone.
I am a journalist. I just can't say things that aren't true. Honesty, everything they showed us was a total lie. I mean, can you believe it? I mean, I may have done dog weddings, but I have never lied on camera, and they expect me to sign up for 7 years of this.
That would be 49 dog years.
Thank you, Thelma.
Well, it's tough finding things to say when the only things I could say could get me fired.
Well, maybe I'm going to go say a few things that could get me fired. Excuse me. I can't.
Oh, sure you can. Take those freelance writing assignments. I always hear you turning down.
No, I'd love to, but I can't.
You said you wanted to be home for your baby. Here's your chance.
No, it's not.
Why not?
Because we can't afford to have both of us work at home.
Well, I mean, couldn't Jason...
No, Jason and I have a deal, and he loves having his practice there, and I just can't mess that up.
Well, how do you know he loves working at home?
Because he just spent thousands of dollars redoing his office. And if you know my husband, you know that's love.
It's just not the same.
Jason?
Oh, in here, honey.
Wow. This place looks great.
Yep. So, how was work today?
Oh, it was, you know, work. I bet you're going to be really happy seeing patients in here.
Happy? Well, happy isn't even the word.
I thought so.
You know,
you know
there
Jason,
was some...
What? Oh, it was nothing, really. I was just thinking.
Yeah, me too. I Well, what were you thinking?
Oh, about our deal. How you moved your practice home so that I could go back to work and how great you've been about it.
Yeah, well, not that great.
You don't like working at home?
And, well, no, I love it. I love it.
Oh, I thought so.
Secretary, a male secretary. They want you to lie to him.
You could take over for Phil permanently.
You never told me you hated your job.
Well, why didn't you tell me you had an offer like that?
I wanted to, honey. You were so excited about your 7-year contract. Plus, I didn't want to violate our deal.
Well, I didn't either.
Well, you do now?
I want to work at home. I want to write again. I want to be with Chrissy.
Really?
But how can I ask you to give up your new office?
I hate my new office. I spit in my office.
Oh, and I was ready to be miserable, so that's not to go back on our deal.
Honey, so was I. But isn't being miserable for your partner what marriage is all about?
Oh, it is for us.
So, we have a new deal.
We do.
And, you have a brand new office.
In here?
Of course.
This?
This?
Well, I see bookcases, More of a country look.
Maggie, that's the way it was before.
Yeah.
Before I spent $5,000, Maggie.
Yeah.
I don't think you've given this a fair shake. So what do you think now?
The chair stays.
Starting next Monday on CTS, Bill Cosby gets the lowdown from kids on Kids Say the Darndest Things, weekdays at 3, starting September 1st. Coming up next on Family Affair, Jodie tries to turn the other cheek when confronted by a bully who happens to be a girl.